This airline has sweet spots to nearly every region of the world. You can get free stopovers, access to airline partners that no one else has, and so much more. In today's video, we are giving you a clear path on how you can get some amazing business class and first class flights with Alaska Airlines miles. So let's jump right in. The first example that we're gonna go over for Alaska Airlines sweet spots is short haul flights. So let's say that you wanted to fly from Seattle over to San Jose, California in early May. Let's see how much this would cost just one way using miles in economy. And here you can find that you can fly flights like this for only 5,000 points plus $6 in taxes and fees, which is a pretty good deal. Or if you wanted to fly this in domestic first class, it would be 15,000 miles. Alaska is changing up their award chart a little bit starting in March, and it should be fully rolled out by April. If you're flying a flight that's operated by Alaska Airlines, then this is the award chart that you can expect, where if it's on an Alaska operated flight and it's in the US, Alaska, or Canada, and you're flying less than 700 miles, economy would still stay at 5,000 points. On Great Circle Mapper, if we map the distance between Seattle and San Jose, we do see that is right under the 700 mile threshold, where it's 696 miles to travel that distance. So this flight would stay at the same price, starting at 5,000 miles plus $6 in taxes and fees. That same pricing isn't always going to be the same when it comes to partner airlines. You can oftentimes book a flight like this, which is the American Airlines Airbus A321 first class transcontinental between New York and Los Angeles. You can fly it between Miami and Los Angeles, San Francisco and New York, and a few other routes as well. But if you want to fly across the United States, this is probably one of the nicer ways to do so, where it's just a 1-1 configuration on either side, and you have a fully lay-flat seat, and everybody has window and aisle access as well. If you wanted to book a flight like that directly on American Airlines, the first class flight would cost you at least 43,000 points, possibly a little bit more, because if you look at this one, it is the Airbus A321 Transcon, so this is a pretty good price for 43,000 points. Otherwise, it can cost more than 100,000 points. So, how would we find the same flight on Alaska? My recommendation would be to go to seats.aero, click on Explore, and then highlight Alaska. If you have the Pro version for $10, go ahead and expand out for the full year, and then you're gonna search from North America to North America. Type in the route you'd like, so for example, JFK to LAX, and then click on this down button in the first class column, and you'll see that currently it's available for 30,000 points for certain routes. And if you click the little eye over here, then it'll show you whether or not it is on the Airbus A321, which is what you are looking for. This says it should be about 30,000 points with Alaska Airlines, so let's see if we can find that same flight. JFK to LAX on May 4th. And we do see refundable first class, 30,000 miles plus $19 in taxes and fees on American Airlines flight 185. If we preview the seats, looks like it's not available to view right here, but what I usually will do at this point is just check the exact same flight on American Airlines. This is flight 185, which is the same flight we're seeing over here. And this is the one where if we look at the seat configuration, it is the 1-1 configuration that we are looking for. And that's a pretty good price for only 30,000 Alaska miles. But now, with the changes in the award pricing chart, for partner award charts, including American Airlines, it's going to depend on the distance. And if you're flying from JFK to LAX, that is close to 2,500 miles. So unfortunately, I think this one is going to get a lot more expensive if you have the availability to go ahead and book any of these flights with Alaska while the pricing is still a little bit lower. Go ahead and jump on that. But this is one of those sweet spots where unfortunately it is being devalued and it might be a lot harder going forward to use Alaska miles to fly this transcontinental route in one of the nicer first class options.
If you want even more free content
on how you can quickly find the best redemptions on the internet, we made you a free resource to help. In just a few weeks, I am hosting a completely free webinar to walk you through how to use some different tools and techniques to find award travel sweet spots faster so that you can make the most out of your points without having to wait months to find a good redemption. I host one of these free live trainings every few months and they're not recorded. So if you miss it, you miss out. Register for free at geobreezetravel.com/webinar and tell your friends about it too, because it's going to be a whole event with giveaways and other fun bonuses, in addition to the main event, which is the educational session. Our next set of tutorials goes over how you can use Alaska Airlines miles to fly to Europe and what kind of pricing to expect once the new pricing chart goes into effect. All right, let's talk about the next sweet spot region, which is Europe with Alaska Airlines. Currently, if you search for Alaska Airlines on seats.aero from North America to Europe, you'll see a lot of really good first class flights. For example, you could fly from a lot of the East Coast cities like JFK, Newark, Boston, over to London for about 67,500 miles in first class operated by British Airways. So let's go ahead and check if we can find these same flights on Alaska. Let's look for this one, January 20th from Newark over to London, and let's see if we find the same price. So on alaskaair.com, we would search from Newark over to London Heathrow on January 20th, 2025. Let's just search for one adult for now, and then we are going to see if we can find those first class flights. And here we do see this first class option, 67.5 thousand miles. The taxes and fees are always notoriously high when you're going through British Airways into London, and here it is no exception. It is nearly $1,000. But if you wanted to do this with Alaska Airlines miles, going forward, the distance from Newark over to London is about 3,500 miles. And so on the new award chart, on the partner award charts from the US over to Europe, if you can stay under that 3,500 mile threshold, then your first class price should stay at 67,500 miles to fly this from somewhere like Newark or JFK over to London in first class with British Airways. Now, is it worth it if the taxes and fees are $1,000? What I would do here is click one way on Google Flights, search first class from Newark over to London for that same date. And it looks like for the British Airways flights, it would be about $3,000. So would I be willing to pay 67.5 thousand miles to save $2,000? If I do the math there, 2,000 divided by 67,500, you're still getting 3 cents per point, which is not too bad. It's very respectable, especially if you're a beginner who's looking to get some cool first class redemptions. But just keep in mind that the taxes and fees do kind of erode at the value that you're able to get out of these. I know it looks really cool when someone's like, oh, I was able to do this flight for just a few thousand points, but do pay attention to the taxes and fees whenever you're booking something like this, especially with London. It's always the region where we are warning our clients that the taxes and fees are going to be higher. So if you can go to somewhere else in Europe, you can oftentimes save on taxes and fees this way. For example, Alaska Airlines has a partner airline with Condor, which a lot of people don't talk about because they don't have a lot of different airline alliance transfer partners. And I haven't flown Condor Airlines yet, but from the photos and the reviews online, it looks really nice. It's a really good business class option to fly into Germany. I like the stripes too. I think that's a little bit unique. These are really good looking seats. And you can fly that from somewhere like Miami, or maybe New York or San Francisco, over to Frankfurt, Germany. And currently, it's only 55,000 miles with Alaska plus $50 in taxes and fees. However, with the new distance-based award chart, these prices can get a little bit less favorable. If we go to Great Circle Mapper and look at the distance between Miami and Frankfurt, that is about 4,800 miles. With Alaska's new partner award chart, if you're under 5,000 miles, Your first class is going to start at 82,500 points, and business class would be 55,000 points. So, since we're under 5,000 physical miles here, this one will stay at 55,000 miles since it is a business class product, which is a great value to fly in 9 hours in business class. That's well under the 10K rule, where for every hour in business class, I'd be willing to pay up to 10,000 points. So for this long of a flight, I would say aim for something less than 90,000 points for sure, and this meets that threshold. At this point, you might be wondering, what points even transfer to Alaska Airlines? I've actually been wanting to make this video for so long because of all the different sweet spots, but previously, you needed to have an Alaska Airlines card or fly a lot to get these valuable Alaska miles. But no longer. Bilt recently announced a partnership with Alaska Airlines, so you can transfer Bilt points to Alaska at a 1-to-1 ratio. Bilt is typically known as a card for renters, where you can pay rent on the no annual fee Bilt card without paying any processing fees for rent. However, even if you don't rent, you can also take advantage of using the Bilt card for everyday expenses, especially on rent day, which is the first of every month, and you will get double points on all transactions. That means you will get 6 points instead of 3 on dining, 4 points instead of 2 on travel, and 2 points on everything else other than rent. If you're interested in the Bilt card, you can learn more at geobreezetravel.com/biltreferral. Or if you have another card in mind that you would like, and you would like to support this show when you apply for your next card, we have our other affiliate links listed to different cards on geobreezetravel.com/cards. Up next, here's how to use Alaska Miles to get some great deals to the Caribbean, South America, and Central America, including how to work in some free stopovers. Okay, let's talk about South America and Central America, Latin America, the Caribbean, because you can get a lot of sweet spots with Alaska Airlines that way as well. For example, let's say that you are based in Charlotte and you're like, everything is just American Airlines. That's all we've got. You can actually oftentimes use Alaska Airlines to fly on those same American Airlines flights and save quite a bit of points that way. For example, let's say you wanted to go from Charlotte over to Punta Cana. Your first class is going to start at 82,500 points, and business class would be 55,000 points. So if you want to fly this in business class, the current pricing that we're seeing on seats.aero is about 27,500 points for business class. And then if we search for it on the Alaska Airlines website, I picked one of those dates for Monday, May 13, and we do see that it's 17,500 miles plus $19 in taxes and fees in coach, or 10,000 points more in business class. And this is operated by American Airlines. With the new pricing chart, we need to go to Great Circle Mapper and see how far it is to fly from Charlotte over to Punta Cana. It's about 1,381 miles, which means that on the new pricing chart, since it's a partner flight operated by American Airlines, it is less than 1,500 miles. Business class would be starting at 15,000 points, which means that this flight could actually get cheaper once all of the new pricing rolls out, which is fantastic. In addition to the great flight deals to the Caribbean and Central America, you can also use Alaska Airlines to fly all the way down to South America, and they have a pretty good stopover program as well. So for example, if you wanted to go all the way to Santiago, Chile, they have flights from JFK, LAX, a whole bunch of other cities as well. Or you could even take a layover in the middle of that. Here's how. So let's say here's the base case where you would want to go from LAX over to Santiago. Seats.aero says there are some dates available early next year. Let's pick February 5th. And we'll just go ahead and search find flights. And here we do see a direct flight, 10 hours, almost 11 hours for only 45,000 miles plus $19. Or there are a few that also stop in Lima, which could be a pretty good option if you wanted to do both cities without paying too much extra. So here, you can change your search and click on multi-city, where instead of going straight to Santiago, maybe you want to go to Lima first, and then a few days later, you can go from Lima over to Santiago. Let's say we'll do this 3 days later. click find flights. And so here are a couple of options where, let's say that we like this first one, 45,000 points plus $65 in taxes and fees, continue, add to cart. And so this first one is in business class, which is the important one since it is 8 hours from Los Angeles over to Lima. The second one is in coach. It's pretty difficult, I found, to find both of them in business class, where Lima to Santiago is also going to be in business class, but that's okay because it's only 3 hours and it's a regional flight anyway, so the planes aren't as nice. But for both of these different legs, including the 3-day stopover in the middle, it is only 45,000 miles plus $64 in taxes and fees. And so that's just another trick to really maximize your points with Alaska and get to see multiple cities for the price of one.
Are you enjoying these types of tutorials? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. Our last walkthrough covers a new business class product that has made quite a splash in the world of aviation with its impressive new offer. Additionally, we are covering how you can piece together a mini round the world with Alaska Airlines miles. You can use their stopover program and fly 2/3 of the way around the world for only 85,000 miles, so make sure to stay tuned for that. And if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and getting more free trips and upgrades, we have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at only $5 per month through patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Every month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the exact routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching where you can ask any questions that you have about points, miles, and credit cards in general. And we talk through some of the tricks that I'm not really supposed to mention on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you're a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one coaching services. We typically save our clients $30,000 to $60,000 in travel in the first 6 to 12 months of working with our team. And if that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to see if we can save you tens of thousands of dollars as well. Okay, let's talk about how to find some amazing deals to Asia and beyond with Alaska miles.
Okay, let's talk about sweet spots to Asia and one of the partners that people are most excited for when they think about Alaska Airlines. This is Starlux, which is a new airline that operates out of Taipei, and it looks absolutely beautiful. I have not flown this one yet, but people have given it such great reviews on the business class experience. And you can fly this using Alaska Airline miles. So on seats.aero, if you are looking at Alaska miles from North America over to Asia, and then you type in Taipei, you'll see that there aren't a ton of these flights available. They tend to be more last minute, but if you hover over the business class flight, you are looking for the IATA code JX, or you can click on the information tab over here, and the business class will show you that it is JX, which means that it is operated by Starlux. So let's check out one of these dates. Let's check April 4 and see if we can find this flight from San Francisco over to Taipei. There are 4 seats available, it says right now, so hopefully we can find this. So once again, we'll just go to alaskaair.com, click one way, use miles from San Francisco over to Taipei on April 4. And here we do see this Starlux flight in business class for 75,000 miles plus $19 in taxes and fees. And with the new award chart, if we plot this out on Great Circle Mapper from San Francisco to Taipei, it is right under 6,500 miles, which means that it would fall into this bucket and business class would be starting at 70,000 miles. So we should still see roughly the same pricing, maybe even a little bit more favorable going forward for this particular route. Now, remember that great stopover trick that we saw with South America? You can do that with Asia too, and you can actually cross through multiple regions with it, which is amazing. So let's say that you wanted to go over to Korea. There are some direct flights in business class from LAX, Vancouver, Chicago, but it's 105,000 points, which is a little bit steep. But if you're willing to take a connecting flight, and let's say we wanted to do this early next year, there are a couple of options where it would be a lot cheaper to just do a connecting flight instead. For example, here with JFK over to Incheon, you would be going through Helsinki because this is going to be operated by Finnair, JFK to Helsinki to Incheon. So if you're okay with cold weather or you want to cross through Finland and see the Northern Lights, this could be a pretty good flight deal. Let's see if we can find it on Alaska's website. So February 5th or 6th, we would just change our search up here and say JFK or Incheon. And here we do see this flight operated by Finnair from JFK to Helsinki over to Korea. But what if we wanted to take advantage of that stopover and have some extra time in Helsinki? What we can do is change the search to a multi-city search. And it says there is one option here, so we'll go ahead and click Partner Business. And you want to make sure you get to this page where it'll show you, is each one in business or is one of them in economy? It looks like for this, both of them are in business class, so 8 hours in Finnair from New York to Helsinki, 11 hours in business class from Helsinki over to Seoul. And for both of those segments, it's only 85,000 miles and about $37 in taxes and fees. And with Great Circle Mapper, if we map out JFK through Helsinki over to Seoul, this is going to be right under 8,500 miles total, which is going to fit in this bucket. So with business class, that should still be about 85,000 points for an itinerary like this using Alaska Airlines miles going forward, which is a fantastic deal.
I hope you found those tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. In the meantime, if you enjoyed these tutorials, I think you'll enjoy this video next.